Thomas Rhett on WRCO FM 100.9. Time now for News Update at 7, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's currently 28 at WRCO FM Richland Center.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons. Double cab and crew cab HDs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That controversial immigration law in Texas was passed, then put on hold, then put in place again. And now it's back on hold again, thanks to a federal appeals court.
The Supreme Court had given its tacit approval to the statute that allows local police to arrest and detain people who might be in the country illegally. But the high court left the matter in the hands of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which decided in the middle of the night to block enforcement of the law and to hold a hearing on the matter later today.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Catastrophic hunger imminent in northern Gaza and approaching that now in Haiti. Hundreds of thousands of people in both places close to starving, according to food security experts and aid groups. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Thanks to a hotter-than-expected inflation report, the Fed is expected to keep interest rates steady for now. As Americans get older, a new report says nearly 7 million of us are living with dementia, about 200,000 more than were living with it just last year. This is ABC News. British officials now investigating reports that staffers at a private London hospital may have tried to get a look at the medical records of the Princess of Wales. Princess Kate was in the hospital earlier this year for what has been described as abdominal surgery. New health alerts from the CDC about measles, with 60 cases now confirmed across the United States. Part of the problem, lagging vaccinations in 36 states. Here's ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton.
During the pandemic and a time before, we saw a decreased rate in children getting their routine vaccinations. It's likely associated to these rising rates that we're seeing here. The measles is so infectious that if you're not immune to it, sitting next to someone who is infected, there's more than a 90% chance of you getting it.
And hopefully you were not banking on making bank by winning the Mega Millions jackpot, because you didn't. Nobody hit all the numbers in last night's drawing. That will likely push Friday's prize to nearly $980 million. Tonight's Powerball worth nearly $700 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
5 minutes after 7, it is the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, or even a patio love seat. This hour's keyword is pool. P-O-O-L, pool. So that's the key word. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword pool for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word pool. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour, and good luck. When you're looking for stations, obviously WRCO or WRCE will work as well. It is 6 minutes after 7. We'll check that Wednesday forecast in just a bit here as we get ready for the day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. A high today of 35 with lots of sunshine. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. A few clouds and cold tonight, a low of 17. Partly sunny Thursday and 38. Thursday night, snow likely with 1 to 4 inches possible. A low of 27. Friday, snow ending by late morning. Another inch or so expected and a high of 39. Right now, northwest winds are at 2 miles per hour, following the midnight reading of 43. We have dropped dramatically to the current mark. It is 27 degrees.
I'm in love with you. making it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. I'm in my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I want to make the things come true. I'm in love with you. I'm in love.
Chris Stapleton on WRCO on a Wednesday morning. We'll get you your dose of Henry Bray coming up here in a little bit, whether you're ready or not. And birthdays and anniversaries as well on this our Wednesday morning get-together. 27 degrees in Richland Center and feeling our oats, right? Maybe getting ready to plant our oats as it's now officially spring.
To your door last night. I done you wrong and I want to make you right. You say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help but wonder what it might be. If I had two dozen roses and another bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had two
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned. A slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. Knocking on the door of the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure, bad attitude. Don't know what you said, you got inside his head, so he could turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long time. From the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do.
Timothy Craig on WRCO 719. Again, the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest going on today. A chance for you to win. And this hour's special keyword is pool. P O-O-L, not fool, as in your friendly announcer. Pool, that's something you can maybe dive into in the spring. So, again, you can text that, find your station as you download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find the station and use the text button to send the keyword, again, pool, for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It is 27 degrees at WRCO. Northwest winds around 5 this morning. We're headed toward 35 and breezy conditions later. I know I have a lot of wind resistance. It was a little hard riding the bike home last night as well.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&B Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&B Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra. We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Here he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hank Bray, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, bud?
Oh, you know, we're doing all right. Yeah.
I'm getting my paperwork all lined up for you.
Are you?
Yeah, okay. Because you're always trying to cheat me on something.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't realize I was doing that, I guess. Sorry about
when
that.
When you're over here sitting in my seat trying to see the questions.
Oh, is there a quiz today?
No quiz.
Oh.
No, is it going to be Hank or fact?
Oh, okay. I better get my paper out.
No, right? We'll do it one at a time.
Okay.
But you had an exam question that you wanted to read from a fifth grader.
This is from the book, Exams and Pop Quiz. And again, all awesomely wrong test answers it's called.
Yep.
Students that were sitting there, they obviously probably didn't study.
Are they really smart?
Well, some of the answers are quite insightful.
They really are.
But they're not right. You know.
Well, in their mind they were.
So including, give three examples of extreme weather.
Mm-hmm.
Weather for bungee jumping, weather for skydiving, weather for free climbing. So, for extreme, yes.
They're thinking extreme sports.
Apparently,
I watched ESPN too many times.
How are deserts formed? My favorite way is to combine ice cream, sliced bananas, and caramel.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe he should go back to spelling class.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Let's see. What else did some of these scholars... Describe the different phase of the rock cycle. It developed from rhythm and blues and jazz and into rock and roll. That might have been one that...
Phil Nero.
Young Phil might have...
Yeah, that's pretty good, right? So, anyway.
You wonder if they got credit for any of these.
Oh, I'm sure they got credit. They got in the book.
Can you imagine when the teacher was correcting the papers?
Oh, my goodness.
And they were either laughing or crying. You know,
yes, because did I fail?
Yeah, exactly.
Did I fail?
Probably laugh, but then I'm thinking, well, I didn't reach that student.
Yeah, well, you've reached him just in the wrong way.
Oh, well.
They call that the Phil.
Is that right?
Is that the Phil student?
It might be.
Dunce, a.k.a. Phil.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Pretty much the same
just
thing.
Trying to help you out.
Right.
Anyway.
They don't make them wear the hats and sit in the corner anymore, though, like they used to.
They don't?
So, I don't think so.
I do that every day in my when I go.
Do you?
Home.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you're just moving on down.
I hit the button and my chair went down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Factor Hanko.
All right.
You ready? The fastest and safest escape from a swarm of angry bees is to jump into a lake, stream, or pool.
I'd say that's true.
Well, Philip, it's a bunch of Hank.
Oh!
Bees will wait to sting you when you come back up for air. So scientists advise running away at least a quarter of a mile until they stop following you. Be safe.
Really?
Yes.
Because I would think that they would give up on you if you could hold your water, hold your breath underwater.
For like 3 seconds. Well, all right, here's another one. In 2008, when United Airlines refused to pay compensation for a guitar that they had damaged, the musician wrote a protest song and received 16 million views on social media, causing United's stock to drop 10%. Is that fact or Hank?
I say that's fact.
It is a fact. The song United Breaks Guitar, do you know, have you ever heard of that one?
Uh-uh, no.
By Dave Carroll.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ultimately forced United to pay $3,000 in compensation.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
A protest song.
Yeah. New bat species has been named after the climate activist Greta Thunberg. The bat helps control bug populations and protects crops.
Got to be true.
No, it's a bunch of Hank.
Really?
A tiny rain frog in Panama was named after the activist.
Should have known.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, well, let's see here. Did you hear about the guy that was injected himself with venom for like 50, 60 years of his life? And he was bitten. And actually, scientists actually got his blood. And now they use it for like anti-venom and stuff like that. Do you think that's a bunch of crap, like Hanko, or is it a bunch of facto?
That one could go either way.
Right. What are you thinking?
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Wow.
So this guy, they say he was bitten by king cobras and stuff and never affected him because he injected himself so much.
So he injected the venom.
Yes.
Kind of as an anti-serum or whatever.
Yeah, because he worked with snakes.
Oh.
So he just started injecting himself like when he was 22 or 23. It's a pretty good story.
Quite an immune system for that.
Yeah, and so actually scientists actually use his blood now for things.
I don't think I'd want to take my chances on that.
Really? No, I wouldn't either.
No.
I don't like needles.
No, I don't either. But I don't like snakes biting me either.
Neither. No. To me, any good snake's a dead snake, and I know people don't like that. Calm down out there, ladies. Calm down.
Right.
I just don't like snakes. I don't like them.
Huh.
So
that's the one thing that would make you get up on a chair?
It would. Yep.
Squeal like a
razorback.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow wrote the melody for the State Farm commercial jingle. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Absolutely.
Do you believe that?
True, yes.
We got this fact from a friend. Her name is Lola.
Yeah, he wrote, in fact, he used to do a thing in concert where he would sing the jingles. That was one, Hooked on Band-Aids.
Hooked
on Band-Aids, because Band-Aids, you know.
Really?
Stuck on Band-Aids. Yeah, he did that one. And he did, I think he did the Dr. Pepper, too.
I'm
a Pepper, you're a Pepper.
Yeah. And an Indian Hindu village in 2006, a woman carried a frog. A wedding local villager believed brings good luck to all witnesses the marriage. In an Indian Hindu village in 2006, a woman married a frog. Okay, a wedding local villagers believe brings good luck to all witnesses in the marriage.
Huh. Was the frog named Henry Bray?
I'm waiting to be kissed.
Yeah. Whoa. I'll say that's got to be true.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
She married a cobra for good luck.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
a cobra instead of a frog.
I tried to help you out with the introduction to the guy that injected himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
Four Utes. My cousin Vinny.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
from Canberra, Australia, stole a license plate from a speed trap camera van, affixed it to their own car, and then drove through the trap 17 times, resulting in a unit issuing 17 tickets to itself. Is that a Hanko or is that a facto?
I'll say it's a Hanko.
It is Hanko.
That seems
if you
like,
hate if you If you hate speeding tickets, raise your right foot.
Take it off the accelerator.
Yep. All right. In 2012, the American government funded a study to discover how chimpanzees throw their poop.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Our government. As soon as I read this question, I said, that's a fact.
It's got to be true.
It is true. let's just throw some more money out the window. The research learned that chimpanzees throw their feces with their right hand as a form of communication.
Wow.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Body language.
Kind of like I remember watching a Behind the Music on Twisted Sister. Mm-hmm. You remember the song, We're Not Gonna Take It, which was... We're not gonna take it.
So
they had about their 6 months of fame. They were playing somewhere. It was overseas somewhere. And evidently the crowd didn't like him because that's what they were throwing.
You know, really?
Dee Snider claims he looked down and like, what? So I'm not sure, but you'd have to really not like a band to do that.
Why would you do that to anybody, though?
I don't know.
I worked in the prison for 17 years, and that stuff, true stuff.
That is. You guys put up with a lot of that.
And it's just like, really, guys? Come on.
Yeah.
Throw something else.
Right.
I mean, don't do that.
Yeah.
Be kind. Don't throw poop.
Twisted Sister.
Well, they were twisted anyway. Great song, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going. Hey, what's that?
And I want to rock.
Yeah. Rock. I want to rock. Rock. Hey, what is that stuff flying in the air?
That's right. That's a Henry Bray era right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Twisted Sister was good.
Yep. Anything else I should know?
Well, many tall buildings in Hong Kong are designed with large openings called dragon gates, Philip.
Did not know that.
To provide a passageway for dragons to fly through to reach the water. Is that true or is that Hank?
I'll say that's true.
It is. Dragons fly through buildings and don't have to scale them.
Well, thank you very much.
Anyway, any plans for today?
Not too much today.
Are you driving today?
I am driving Miss Rosie today. And then did you have a softball game yesterday?
I did.
To referee?
Yeah. Well, it was
umpire?
A scrimmage. Yep. 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 I was in Riverdale versus Highland.
I was surprised, and there's some scheduled tomorrow. They'll probably get them in tomorrow.
Probably.
But then after that, I'm not sure.
See, I thought it was supposed to snow today.
Not today.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Thursday. But Thursday night, actually.
So anyway, last night, Mr. Todd McKay was running the concession stand. Does a nice job. And he told me after the ballgame, he goes, Henry, he goes, you're a lot better person on the radio than you are as an umpire.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And he goes, that way no one can see your mistakes.
That's true. All right, man.
Anyway, buddy, have a great day. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, Simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm running for mayor of Richland Center. Do you want your community to have leadership who can also work as a team member to move projects forward, like housing, development for downtown and beyond, while also respecting expertise of our city staff with experience, unwavering dedication, and the necessary time to serve? I offer you confidence in your vote for me, Karen Tepley, on April 2nd, paid for by Friends of Karen Tepley.
Notes from this day in history. Funny Girl, starring Barbara Streisand, opened on Broadway in 1964. Also, Basic Instinct, starring Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone, opened nationwide. The year was 1992. The final episode of Glee aired on Fox after six seasons. The year was 2015. Coming up, some March 20th birthdays, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Isabella Stephen, who is 10 today. Love from Grandma Dawn and Grandpa Terry. Have a great day today, Isabella. And also to Jim Burke from Diane. Happy birthday to John from Lori and the Guys, John Bormet. And to Cindy Ruland from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Deb Winch, in our big 65 and How Can That Be birthday club. Thanks for caring for the elderly from your Blue River relatives that love you. Deb, have a great day. Happy 19th to grandson Trey Adams. We hope you have a special day. Still don't know how you got to be so old. Love you bunches from Grandpappy Mark and Granny Babe and Gambler the Demon Dog. To nephew Dan Cup, have a great day. Love from A, Linda, and you, Mel. Have a great day, Jackie Dahlberg. Wishes from Ben's mom today. And to Len Lewis, have the best day. This is from Merle and Diane and the old people in the boonies today. Also for the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday, Trey Adams, Brian Cradwell, Trent McCormick, and Isabella Stevens. Also from the Richland Center Primary School to May Bolanos Ferrero, have a great day and happy birthday. And happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Lauren Harris. Happy anniversary to Mick and Robin Cosgrove today. They'll be celebrating at Symphony on the Rocks on Saturday night, I'm sure. And a happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions today to Alexandra Bakken, Jane Ewing, Raquel Fry, Rick Dahlberg, Tim Munns, and Katie Schultz, Trey Adams, also Deborah Muller, Will Anthony Gertz, and happy anniversary, Mick and Robin Cosgrove.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
That temperature just continues to drop. We were at 43 at midnight and now down a couple of more since last time I checked it. The Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge at 26 degrees today. It is 7:42. Here's Clay Walker.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Walker, and this is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback Family of Dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Lots of sunshine, but cool and breezy today with a high of 35 and northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds and cold with a low of 17. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds are light, and it is 26 degrees after a high of 43.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive.
Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Nearly $93,000 will be transferred from the general fund to other accounts in the 2023 Richland County budget to cover deficiencies following approval at last night's County Board of Supervisors meeting. The accounts receiving funds are the Community Development Block Grant, $5,864, UW Richland Outlay, $19,045, the Richland County Nutrition Program, $13,858. It was reported that this was due to more meals being ordered than budgeted for. The Campus Food Service, $53,322. This is due to the closure of the cafeteria in July. The Richland County Fair, $623, and dog licenses, $87. Any balances remaining in these accounts after the transfer and after the 2023 audit has been completed will be returned to the general fund. Barbara Scott, Director of Management Information Systems, advised the board that the county requires wireless access points to conduct daily business. These access points allow network connectivity in the courthouse and other buildings throughout the county. These access points must be maintained to protect the network's integrity and to continue operations. This is an anticipated cost and has been budgeted for appropriately. The board approved the purchase of Meraki access points and licensure for a total cost of $21,738. Scott also reported that in July of 2023, a request was made to upgrade the fire panel system in the courthouse. She stated that they were made aware that the current system has reached its end of life. Johnson Controls said that they can no longer support the current panels, and if something breaks or malfunctions, the county will be required to replace the panels. This would be an emergency repair and would be more costly. As the courthouse is considered a resident with the jail inmates, the county would also be required to have someone on fire watch 24/7 until the new system is installed. Neither the sheriff's department or maintenance departments have personnel available for fire watches. This fire watch status could be for a few weeks to a month, depending on availability of a new system and personnel to install. The cost of the purchase and installation from Johnson Controls is the amount of $22,950. Also approved last night was for the Land Conservation Department to apply for and accept a 2025 joint allocation grant from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in an amount not to exceed $277,000. And for the Richland County Public Works Committee to apply for and accept grants from the DNR's County Snowmobile Trail Aids Program for the purpose of maintenance and grooming of state snowmobile trails in Richland County on an annual basis. The Herb Cole Educational Foundation has announced 304 Wisconsin students, teachers, and administrators are the recipients of the organization's 2024 Student Excellence and Initiative Teacher Fellowship and Principal Leadership Awards. Student Excellence and Initiative Scholarships of $10,000 will be awarded to 187 graduating high school students who have demonstrated academic excellence and initiative and have displayed a broad range of activity and leadership in their community. Two local recipients of the Student Excellence Scholarship are from Kickapoo High School. They are Haley Gander of Reedstown and Evelyn Heisel of Viola. Madison Hanna of Richland Center of the Richland Online Academy has been named a Student Initiative Scholar. Teacher Fellowship Awards of $6,000 will be presented to 100 teachers who were nominated for their leadership and service in and outside the classroom, their ability to inspire a love of learning, and to motivate their students. Principal Leadership Awards of $6,000 will be given to 17 principals for setting high standards for instruction, achievement, and character, and creating a climate to best serve students, families, staff, and community. Award recipients are selected by a statewide committee composed of civic leaders and representatives of education-related associations and the program's co-sponsors. The Cole Foundation Award Program was established by Herb Cole, former U.S. Senator, philanthropist, and businessman who died December 27th. Since 1990, the foundation has awarded nearly $38 million to Wisconsin educators, principals, students, and schools. A person was found dead at Devil's Lake State Park Monday afternoon. The Sauk County coroner said the body of an adult man was found around 2. WMTV in Madison reports that a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources warden on scene said the deceased is a registered camper who is believed to have taken their own life, while WKOW-TV in Madison reports that James Yablonsky's father confirmed to them that the person found was not his son. The 13-year-old Yablonsky, who was last known to be in the area of the park, has been missing since June of last year. The DNR says the park remains open as they investigate the death. Thinking about farm succession? Joy Kirkpatrick is a UW-Madison Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist.
I think there are a couple of components to farm succession. You could have the whole conversation about, so I think about it's the transitioning of the actual assets. So it's transitioning of cattle, machinery, feed inventories, and then, of course, the land. That's the thing that people, that's the biggest value asset, right? So people talk about the land transition a lot. So there's plans that you need to put in place to get those moved to the people that you want to have own them when you don't want to own them anymore. And so you can do that. And then there's also the piece of transferring that management, that decision-making, who's going to be a big part of the farm, and who's going to take over those big decisions that need to be made.
UW-Madison Division of Extension has a 3-hour farm succession planning program to help you learn more. Joy Kirkpatrick and Kelly Wilford, both Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialists, will provide a framework to help farms identify risk and begin those first conversations around succession planning. 4 farm succession workshops will be held late this month and in early April. The first will be this Thursday morning from 9 to noon in Dodgeville at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center. The workshop is free. However, registrations would be appreciated.
Probably the easiest way for people to register is if they would call the Iowa County Extension Office. And that phone number is 608-930-9850. We're pretty sure that we will be able to accommodate walk-ins, but it would be great if we knew that you were coming so that we would have enough of the handout materials and that sort of thing. So if they would like to call and make that reservation for Thursday for the program that starts at 9 o'clock, that's what we would encourage them to do, but we will try to accommodate walk-ins as well.
To register online, go to bit.ly/SuccessionSpring2024. For more information, contact Joy Kirkpatrick at 608-263-3485. There are problems for the recall effort against Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and during a Tuesday WisPolitics luncheon in Madison, Voss was not holding back in his remarks about recall organizers calling them morons and stupid. Voss's comments came as the Racine County DA says her office is investigating complaints from people who say their signatures were forged on recall documents. Organizers submitted more than 10,000 signatures, but Elections Commission staff found they failed to get enough from the district Voss was elected to when the recall started.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Wednesday, March 20th. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88 of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon today at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88 of rural Muscadet. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be Thursday at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien. Bessie June Crary, 95 of Avoca, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 2:30 Friday at the Avoca United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca United Methodist Church Friday from 1 until the time of service at 2:30. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Bessie June Crary, 95 of Avoca. Penny P. Kalish, 62 of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny P. Kalish, 62 of Boscobel. Roxanne Kovars, 82 of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet, died March 11th while receiving hospice care at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A future celebration of life will be held at the Blue River Valley Church. Burial will follow at the Blue River Valley Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Roxanne Kovars, 82 of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet. Geraldine L. Felton, 83 of Richland Center, died March 12th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83 of Richland Center. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93 of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Tunnel to Toe or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93 of Arena.
Hello friends, it's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season.
Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
ABC News at 8 is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group.